How soon should you start dating after the end of a serious relationship? We spoke about this yesterday. Nikki met a guy recently. He's coming out of a relationship of how many years?
It was 11 years, I think.
11 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're saying it's a red flag. I'm saying give him a chance.
It's a huge red flag to me.
We are getting a ton of texts on this, still coming in from yesterday. We'll get to that in just a sec. But of course, if you haven't heard yet, now Facebook has said they have a new dating app. You know, it was only a matter of time before this was going to happen, right? Yeah. I mean, Facebook's been around, what, almost 15 years now? And there's 200 million people on Facebook, and they have developed a dating software. I am not surprised at all.
They showed what it's going to look like at the F8 conference, and it shows a heart shape at the top right corner of your Facebook app or the profile. And then you press it, and then if you have a dating profile set up, it'll take you to your dating profile. And Mark Zuckerberg said this is going to be for finding long-term relationships.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
Just hookups and like swipe right and swipe left like Tinder.
Like those other apps.
Like those other apps. You know, part of me was like, oh, why are they doing this? But then I remembered that Facebook literally knows more about us than we know about ourselves.
Exactly.
Maybe they'll know who our soulmates are.
This is huge.
Right?
This is huge. All right, so let's talk about your situation. Let's recap for those who missed it yesterday on the show. You met a guy recently, and he just came out of a serious relationship.
Yeah, was out on Friday at a bar in St. Catherine with a friend after we saw Camila Cabello at MTELUS. She was so good. And a guy just came up, and he said, you know, I think you're really beautiful. Could I have your number? Like, would you like to maybe chat, go for a beer sometime? And I said, sure. I'd had a glass of wine. I'm like, why not? How old school of him to actually come up to my face and ask me out too.
Bonus points.
Right?
That's
instead
huge.
Of doing it online.
Good for him.
So I said yes. Very quickly into our text conversation the following day, I learned that he had just gotten out of an 11-year relationship that month. So this was just last month. So it was only like a couple, maybe 3 weeks at tops that he had actually been broken up from this woman that he was with for a long time. And he said, you know, I moved here because I fell really hard. Now I'm not really sure, but you know, I'm starting to think things may turn around. And I felt like it was a lot of pressure. I was, you know, kind of saying like, I don't know if I want to stay here, but if you want to go on a date with me, then I will. And I just thought that, you know, if the first thing coming out of your mind, if that's what you identify with is your last relationship, then that's a little too soon. That's a long relationship to get over within a couple of weeks.
It's a long relationship, but you know where I stand? I say, what's the harm in a coffee? 1 hour of your time, Nikki. You never know, right? And a lot of texts came in at 99.25. There are people saying, run, red flag.
Yeah.
Go, Nikki, leave, bye. I've been like him years ago. He won't be good for you. Stay away. Somebody actually texted in. And somebody agrees with me on the front of just go for coffee, nothing to lose, and no regrets.
I don't know. My gut says no. We were at McHappy Day yesterday at the Sphere Tech McDonald's, and multiple people, I think like four or five people came through and mentioned it. They were like, I heard you talking about your date. Are you going to go out on a date with that guy? I'm like, no, I won't. I'm sorry. I don't know on what universe that is enough time to get over an 11-year relationship.
Well, Nikki, as some texters alluded to, you don't know how long he's really been disconnected from his relationship.
He needs even more healing then. If he stayed in a relationship that was over and unhealthy, that takes even more therapy.
But you're all about the healing. You can help him out.
No, see, that's the problem. You can't depend. You can only heal yourself. That's
okay.
A problem. You can't lean on someone else
you
for
know,
that.
Why do we talk to a professional then, our psychologist friend?
I think
friend.
That's the perfect idea. She's going to agree with me.
Tony Rebeck has all the answers. We'll see what she thinks. Coming up in about 6 minutes. Here's JT on the beat. Good morning.
Everyone knows. All about my direction.
Taking a ton of texts right now, 99.25. Lots coming in. How long should you wait when dating somebody if they just came out of a serious relationship? Is it a red flag or not? To recap, Nikki just met a guy recently, and he just told you that he was in an 11-year relationship, and he just broke up, like, what, 3 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. And this was literally, like, one of the very first things that I learned about him as well. And he was saying, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to stay here. I'm not from here. He's American. He's like, but maybe, like, things will turn around. His energy just felt really heavy, and to me, it felt like a huge red flag. That's a really long relationship to be in. And he sort of, like, alluded to the fact that there were a lot of emotions surrounding it, and maybe there's still are.
Look, I'm telling you to go for coffee with the guy, but you have to follow your gut.
And you give bad dating advice to me.
Apparently, it doesn't work out, right?
Doesn't.
But if he continues to talk about it with you and there seems to be emotion there, then I guess I see where you're coming from. There are people who are saying, go with your gut, Nikki. You just know if it's the right feeling or not.
Yeah. Someone said, how long does he have to wait to be with someone that makes him happy? And I guess that's sort of where I'm coming from, just my opinion. I think that you have to be happy on your own before you go and look for that in someone else. I've done that. that. I've done those relationships where you're trying to fix the broken person. Trust me, it's exhausting and it doesn't work out.
He could be the one, Nikki. You're going to get the Facebook dating app and then you'll find each other.
Okay, we wanted to ask our friend, psychologist Tony Rebick. Tony's on the line. So, Tony, how long should people wait to get into a new relationship after they've just gotten out of a really serious one?
Well, it does depend. Some people recommend 2-3 months per year that you are with this person. But really, I would say when you're ready to date. Is he ready to date? Because he could have been out of this relationship years before it actually ended. So you don't know. So that maybe that's why it's too soon for him or it appears too soon. But I think in general, people do jump into relationships too soon. They start dating too soon after a breakup and they're doing it for the wrong reasons as opposed to the right one. So you have to evaluate whether he's ready or not.
Okay, but what are the wrong reasons to be dating?
You don't want someone to fill in that emptiness for you. You want to be ready to give into a relationship as opposed to just being the one receiving from the relationship. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think that dating can be very healthy as a distraction and to help you see that there's other people out there. But be honest with people about that. Be honest that you're just dating and you're not actually ready for a relationship.
Okay, so how do we get ready to start dating again? Go to the gym, change our hair?
Well, that's nice. Those are really nice stuff. But you also want to get rid of the emotions that caused the breakup in the first place. So let go of the hurt, the bitterness. You want your heart to be ready for the present and not stuck in the past, because that wouldn't be fair to the next person.
So you're completely discouraging Nikki from just meeting up for a coffee with this guy? Just to find out a little more?
Sounds like she is.
She can find out, but with the understanding that, is he ready? Because again, maybe he was out of this relationship emotionally for a while and just, some people, they actually are, their heart, they by the time they break up, it's been over a while for them.
Yeah.
So you don't know that.
I have an idea. We should send him to Tony first.
Yeah.
And
no.
Maybe that can help a little.
Yeah, he can do that on his own.
I'll make sure he's ready. I'll make sure he's ready.
Not an energetic match. And I have a feeling I already know the answer to this last question. Are men and women different when it comes to jumping back into relationships?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And you see it here, actually. Men, we tend to think they're fixer-uppers, but when it comes to emotions, they tend to be avoiders. But I would say the key is if you're comfortable being single again, then you're ready to date.
Okay, if you're comfortable being single again, that's good.
Then you're ready to date.
That is Tony Rebick. You can check out her website. It's true-selfpsychology.com. Thank you, as always, Tony.
You're welcome.
We just got a text at 99925. Somebody wants to know, Nikki, what happened to Flat Earth Guy? This is not the same guy,
The guy I went on one date with, and he got really passionate about the fact that he believes the Earth is flat, and he fell off the Earth, actually.
He did.
Yeah, he's since disappeared.
So much for him.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for all the advice, Nikki, at 99925. You can go through them, I guess, after
Thank
the show, because
yes.
We're getting a lot here. All right, and you are checking...